This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the live Sunday edition, and it's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you are free to call in and talk live on the radio.
Talking dead is not that entertaining.
Yeah, well, it could be talking recorded, which could also happen. Free Talk Live is recorded on many of the 190-plus radio stations that carry us. So I always say, if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, we're on the air. And we will be come New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We were here Christmas, Thanksgiving, every day of the year.
Some of us were here on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get people for that. I mean, you know, I got to go visit the family. What do you want from me? So, we did our little show prep rundown beforehand. It looks like, Laurel, you got a story where the state of Utah is lowering the DUI limit from 0.08 to 0.05. This will solve some problems.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of places, it's closer to 0.8 or 0.10, so bringing it down to 0.5 is pretty low. I think for a lot of, especially women, that's going to be like one drink or maybe less.
Yeah, that's, you know, look, I don't like the idea of somebody getting in the car schnockered or anything like that, but at some point you're going to make it so people can't have a drink with a meal.
Right, right, which is really going to hurt a lot of the businesses in the area, and I'm not so sure that it's going to significantly reduce the number of drunk drivers at that point. I don't know, but I did look up some statistics on fatal crashes due to speeding versus fatal crashes due to alcohol. And this is from the Department of Transportation. In 2016, there were 10,497 fatalities attributed to drunk driving and 10,111 attributed to speeding.
So about the same.
So it's about the same, approximately around 10,000 apiece. Right,
drunk driving today in this country is as dangerous as breaking the speed limit, which,
right.
Like, I wonder when they're talking about attributing something to speeding, are they talking about 10 miles an hour over the limit, or are they talking about 35 miles an hour over the limit?
And anything where they think speeding contributed to the fatal accident.
Okay. Which generally would be, you know, 15, 20, 30 or more. Uh-huh. Or let's say that, and, you know, we're in the winter time of the year right now, so speed limit on a bunch of roads, say it's 30, you're doing 35, you hit a patch of ice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speed plays a limit there, whereas if you're going 20 and you hit the patch of ice, you're going to be able to control yourself a lot
better. Now, I happen to think that speeding should be taken more seriously than a lot of people do take it, specifically because it does contribute to fatal accidents. However, I know a lot of people think that it's taken too seriously already. And the point to be made here is that the currently in place alcohol laws related to driving have been as effective as the speeding laws. So that it's now, if you think that speeding is not a big deal, then and that is the point to which we have brought drunk driving down to, so that they're comparable to each other at this point.
Yeah, I would say that that certainly speeding is bad, but in many cases the government is also bad at determining what the speed should be on a given road.
Yes,
I mean, we've all been going down some road where there's no driveways, no crossroads, no nothing.
And it's 35,
and it's 35
for no
miles an hour, and you're like, why is this not 50?
Four-lane road. And a lot of times, I've seen this, where it's a four-lane road. We're not talking about a two-lane road that's super windy. Like, four-lane, mostly straight, 35.
Furthermore, why crack down on drunk driving further than they already have and not crack down on speeding more than they already do when they're comparable at this point? It's like they think that, well, I think people think that drunk driving contributes to more accidents than they do at this point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. And, you know, I mean, many times they're getting drunk drivers by not because they're driving poorly, mm-hmm. which is a, you know, it seems like a legitimate reason to pull somebody over, but because they, you know, have caught them in some kind of snare that they set up. It's like, oh, well, you know, you've blown into this thing, and it turns out you're 0.09 and the legal limit's 0.08, and sorry.
And one thing that we've seen, and, you know, the statistics show this, especially Austin, Texas, is a really good example because Uber and Lyft were functioning, and then they stopped being able to function, and then...
Now they're functioning again.
Right, but, you know, during the time period where they were functioning,
yeah.
and then immediately went away, drunk driving rates went right back up.
Sure.
So driving rates were at one spot... Uber and Lyft become functional, they drop very noticeably. Uber and Lyft get told, you can't operate in Austin anymore, and then drunk driving goes back
up. You make a very good point that instead of making the drunk driving laws stricter than they are now, they should be looking at other ways, such as encouraging Uber and Lyft.
Right.
Because that has proven to be effective. You can use a different method other than a government crackdown.
Yeah, and I mean, let's point out that zoning laws played a role in drunk driving, too. There was a time when you could stagger to the corner bar that was relatively close to the neighborhood.
Oh, now that's drunk in public.
Right. Well, agreed, but that's not a zoning law. The zoning law drove the corner bar into a particular district in town where you had to drive to it in order to get to it. So it's weird.
And it's not that I think that they should allow people to drink as much as they want and go out and drive. I actually agree with a lot of drunk driving laws. It's just that any well-meaning law can go too far.
Sure.
And this is, even with the best of intentions, they want to save lives, they're becoming too strict. There is a threshold at which it's catching the maximum number of people without being too much of an impediment on people's lives. And then if you go further than that, then it's not worth it anymore. Even if you're saving people's lives, it is too much of an impact on the daily lives of everybody else and lowers your quality.
Now, I'm curious, since you did pull up some statistics, do they give a statistic of drowsy?
Yeah, it was 800 compared to 10,000. 800 fatalities attributed to drowsiness.
So as a firefighter who shows up on a regular basis, people don't mention cell phones as the cause of their accident very often.
That was, I think, 5,000. Keep talking.
It's got it.
Oh, here we go. Distracted-related deaths, and I think that's cell phone.
Yeah, should be.
3,450. So
distracted
certainly a lot
could
more
also
than...
be, I was changing the channel on the radio, I was yelling at the kids, I was eating a burger, and I dropped a fry.
It's hard to be, to cease being drunk or, you know, intoxicated to some level. It is not hard to cease to be distracted.
Right.
You know, that's kind of the definition of distracted. You were, you know, not looking at something for a minute because you were texting or whatever. And I mean, in my opinion, there are a lot of accidents that the best explanation for what occurred here was a cell phone was in somebody's hand.
Right.
And you don't know because, well, you show up several minutes after the accident, they picked up the cell phone, they put it in their pocket, whatever the case may be. Obviously, dead people don't do that. But, you know, the cell phone's going to get knocked around the car anyway in an accident, whether it's sitting on the armrest.
So you think that may be underreported?
I'm certain of it. You know, I can remember specifically this girl gets out of this girl gets out of the car. I ask her what she's all right and everything. She said that there was a bee in the car. Come on, there's no bee in the car. Wrecked into a tree by yourself. you had your cell phone in your hand. I mean, another guy I saw ran into a barn, knocked down a barn from 1797, and just knocked the frame out from underneath it, and I know what he was doing.
Right. And I'm going to say something here that I don't want to be taken out of context. I am not advocating that people use their cell phones while driving, but I will say that the laws, the hands-free laws, have just made it more dangerous.
Yep.
Because instead of somebody holding it in the middle of the steering wheel, they're now holding it at their crotch, and they're looking away completely from the road.
Right. that if they had it like in the middle of the steering wheel, and again, I don't recommend this, but
right.
at the same time, you know, it's all you're doing is your eyes are focusing in and out, as opposed to your eyes focusing in and out and looking up and down
right.
at the same time.
I think some of the speech to text technology changes are really going to help alleviate some of the distracted driving problems, I hope, but it's not going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I just don't text while driving, mm-hmm. but you know, for me, that's the best thing.
Right.
But I think that hands-free driving still hands-free talking still distracted. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
about DUI laws and lowering the rate from 0.08 to 0.05. I guess Utah is doing that as of today?
As of today, December 30th, yes. Yeah.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you before we get into the calls here about MyPillow. Now, this is the brand MyPillow.
It's a good pillow.
Yeah, it is a good pillow. MyPillow is designed not only to hold your head and neck in the proper position, which can help with headaches and obviously sleeplessness and a variety of other issues. If you're currently like sleeping on a down pillow, throw it away. I just, as a guy who used to swear by down pillows, throw it away. I mean, you can find pillows that'll hold your head and neck in the proper position. My pillow isn't the only one. It is the only one that I know of that'll hold your head and neck in the proper position, and you can wash it. And speaking of which, now that I think about it,
you can wash a down pillow. You just can't ever use it again.
Well, that's true. So go to MyPillow.com, get two MyPillows premium pillows for one low price, and get free shipping on all orders when you use our coupon code FTL. Remember, if you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of your purchase price. It's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. And it's a great deal. You might as well try it out. I think you'll love it as much as I have. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. Let's go to Joe calling in from Alabama. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, you know, with all the laws and regulations on cars, you got seatbelt laws, you've got child restraint laws, you've got car seat laws. I am surprised they've not put that where you blow into the pipe to start your car for alcohol law yet.
Yeah, some people have those, those that have gotten themselves in trouble. But at this point, they haven't done that to all of us. And I would presume you'd just get somebody else to blow in it or something. I don't know.
Right. Well, you know, on the seatbelt law, I hate to admit it, a lot of times I just fasten it behind me and go anyway.
Daryl does the same thing.
And, you know,
Daryl just doesn't wear it most of the time.
Well, yeah, Daryl,
luckily, we live in a state that's not required. Now, you did lend me one of your vehicles.
Yes.
One time, actually more than one time. And this particular thing, it was a big, huge, giant truck, and just the reaching and grabbing, I just kept it permanently buckled in.
Okay, let me say this. I recommend everybody wear their seatbelt.
Oh, yes,
don't listen to these guys. Wear your seatbelt.
Yeah, I wear mine, too.
I wear mine.
So I think if you're traveling under 25 miles an hour, it doesn't really matter. When you're going above 30, and it's hard to remember you're going to do that, but if you're going above 30 miles an hour, I think you should have your seatbelt on. But I'm not here to tell an adult what they've got to do with their lives, either. I think you should be able to make that decision.
You should wear a seatbelt not only when you're going quickly, but when you could be hit by somebody else going quickly. So even if you're going slowly down the highway, if there are other people on the highway going very fast, you should wear one in case they hit you.
Go ahead, Joe.
Right, I just hate it. I got a store like four blocks from the house.
Yep.
And, you know, that's just a quick trip. And there again, I know I'm a bad boy, but sometimes it just makes no sense. You get in and get right out, and that's... But going long distance, I fastened seatbelts, so I didn't want to make it sound like I was a criminal.
Well, you know, yeah. There's two issues here. There's, is it a good idea? And there's, is should the government be enforcing it? So, yeah, if you're just going down the street, should the government force you to put your seatbelt on? Maybe not.
Yeah, I think that the seatbelt laws is probably something that the government can claim as a success, though.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid... I remember the Buick Century station wagon my mother had as I was growing up in racing beige, and you know, I'd crawl all over that thing from front seat to back seat to the very back part. I remember playing Star Wars in the I don't know what you call the area in the back of a station wagon, but the trunk part, and
the hatch.
You know, I had all kinds of Star Wars figures and those kinds of things back then. And I had a grand old time going all over the place.
Yeah, we did the same thing. Yeah,
this was 1982-83. We didn't wear seatbelts. Are you kidding? But at some point or another, they changed the laws, and now even in New Hampshire, where there is no mandatory seatbelt law, I believe the last
for adults,
the compliance rate was 69%. So people were
because
all,
it's a good idea.
Well,
good
and idea. Most people now have cars that go dingy, dingy, dingy.
Yeah,
if you don't
true.
Wear it, but the one
as
thing
was
that,
mentioning.
the one thing that's interesting is New Hampshire, where children up to the age of 18 are required to wear a seatbelt. If you slap 50 of them in the same vehicle, no seatbelt.
Oh, that's right.
School bus.
School bus.
Oh, yeah. No seatbelts on school buses because
that
reasons.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. No seatbelt on school buses at all.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Incidentally, on the Department of Transportation statistics regarding those fatalities, it is also around 10,000 fatalities are attributed to not wearing a seatbelt.
So do they have multiple, can a fatality be both alcohol related and seatbelt related and distracted
yes.
driving related?
That's not clear to me from their statistics, but I think probably.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because we're getting close to all the fatalities at this point.
Now, I know a guy that when I was probably like 21, 22, he crashed his truck. Had he been wearing a seatbelt, the steering wheel would have gone through his chest.
Everybody has a story like this.
Right, I think that's the
luckily,
exception.
He was drunk enough to where when he hit the telephone pole, he fell over to the side. Unfortunately, he bit through the dashboard, his lip, and his tongue. He did survive, but had he been sober and wearing a seatbelt,
he might have been dead.
Well, he also wouldn't have gotten the crash.
Yeah.
But... you know, had that crash happened with him sober wearing a seatbelt, he would have died.
So this is the thing about seatbelts. This is probably one of my main reasons for not supporting seatbelt laws is because everybody has a story like this. And I'm not going to tell somebody who lost a family member when, you know, they're sitting there and the cop says, or at least they have a story that the cop says, that they'd probably be alive if they hadn't been wearing a seatbelt. You know, I'm not going to tell them that they've got to wear a seatbelt. I think they should. I choose to. I make sure my family does. We self-check because, you know, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My son is a great little self-checker. I can tell you that. Make sure everybody's wearing their seatbelt.
My daughter's 15 and I still have to check.
Well, he's the seatbelt police. I don't know what to tell you. So, I guess this DUI thing, I at some point or another, you're going to have it so that people can't have a drink and get into the car. And I don't know whether that's going to make the world a better place or not. Hopefully we get self-driving cars soon and it doesn't make a difference. But
well, the laws are going to have to change because currently in New Hampshire, at least, and it's probably like this in other states, whoever is in control of the vehicle is the, quote, operator.
Uh-huh.
If it's a self-driving vehicle, but you're the one that pushed the start button, you are in control, you are operating, if you're drunk and you press the go button, you would still be operating under the influence.
Well, yeah, they'll have to change the law on that.
We're a ways off from it at this point. They have self-driving features, but we're not at self-driving cars
today. Yep. I'm just saying laws are going to have to change before somebody intoxicated can get inside an autonomous vehicle and legally, in some places, actually go somewhere.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. In the past 3 weeks, two migrant children ages 8 and 7 from Guatemala died while in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody. On ABC's This Week, Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said agents did everything they could as soon as the children manifested symptoms of illness to save their lives.
Jacqueline was 94 miles away from the nearest Border Patrol station. She started to vomit on a bus ride to that station. Our agents got her there as quickly as they could, where we had a paramedic waiting, an agent who's a paramedic, to revive her and get her into emergency medical services and life flight her to a children's hospital in El Paso. In Felipe's case, it was actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed his symptoms and made the decision to take him and his father to the emergency room.
McAleenan says Customs and Border Protection will now conduct secondary medical checks on all children in its custody with a focus on those under 10. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free as in freedom. And I'd like to tell you about our Discord lines. Discord's, you know, it's a chat feature, but it's also kind of like Skype. So it's a voice over IP protocol. You can go to discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com. And there you have the opportunity to get an app for your phone. And if you get the app, then you can call in. And it just sounds better. Discord.freetalklive.com. Bitcoin.com. I've got to say, I am watching every one of the videos that Bitcoin.com is producing. Their YouTube channel is great. Every week they put something out. Lots of news coming out about cryptocurrency, and they're a great source, especially for news surrounding Bitcoin Cash, which seems to be the thing that they're pushing the most. You go to Bitcoin.com, and you'll find lots of information, whether you're new or very familiar with cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com is a great place to get a wallet to acquire Bitcoin. They even have mining contracts that you can do there. I don't necessarily recommend mining for somebody who's getting into this. You need to do lots and lots of research to decide whether or not that's a good idea for you. Nonetheless, they have everything for you. It's a one-stop shop, Bitcoin.com. It is a very robust website, Bitcoin.com. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to, well, since we're talking about cars, Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Talking about cars, were you talking about cars before I called in?
But that's correct.
Okay, well, yeah, the cars. Well, the cars hit, how about this, 800 pedestrians here in New Mexico, and then 86 of them are dead and killed this year. Unless we got two more days to go, unless they're going to kill another two or three by a couple more days.
But, well, it is the holidays. People are drinking. They might rack up a few more. You never know.
Yep, by stumbling into traffic, because, Sarah, we went over these numbers with you a couple of nights ago, that at least in Albuquerque, your police chief said that 62% of pedestrians that were killed in, you know, being hit by a car, 62% of the pedestrians were intoxicated, and pedestrians were at fault in another 12%.
Why are your drunk pedestrians throwing themselves in front of cars, Sarah?
Well, you know what? They jaywalked. You know why? Because they're afraid to cross at the crosswalk because the red light cameras are gone.
Well, I suspect they're probably not making that decision. Fear isn't something they're worried about if they're getting hit by cars, right? Like some judgment has been diminished, I would guess.
Right.
I mean, cars don't zoom along wherever, you know, what they're on Route 66 at 90 miles an hour and catch pedestrians by surprise. You kind of have to work a little to get hit there, don't you?
We did a major road reconstruction.
Uh-huh.
It used to be two car lanes. Now many places are narrowed down to one car lane with wider sidewalks.
Does that make people more likely? How does that affect jaywalking?
Well, instead of crossing two streets to get to the median, we have to only just cross like one lane of cars.
So that's made it more tempting?
Well, and it slows down the cars.
Cars are driving slower, then that should decrease the likelihood that anybody gets killed by being hit by a car because they're driving slower.
Right. If it's just one car lane, they slow down at the, like, the Union area. And there's the...
I don't know where the Union area is. Never been to Albuquerque in my life.
And then there's the shopping. When I say Knob Hill, means like the shopping area, where a lot of tourists go. A lot of shops are there.
Well, I don't know. Have a solution for you as to how to keep pedestrians from throwing themselves in front of motor vehicles, but I will
say, I do. Underground sidewalks.
There you go. Just keep these pedestrians off the street, would you, Sarah?
Yeah, if we don't have sidewalks anywhere near the roads, then they can't just stumble into the road because, you know, like you walk outside and then you're underground and the cars are driving above ground.
That sounds so inexpensive.
Oh, I'm from Florida. It sounds like a swimming pool. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, I didn't say it would be cheap.
Thank you for the call.
The other solution is to have elevated sidewalks with some type of netting device that would catch anybody that falls.
There's also a solution. Cross at the crosswalk.
Well, in Las Vegas, they have lots of pedestrians in Paradise, and that's the portion of Las Vegas that actually is Las Vegas.
The strip area.
Yeah, the strip. Mm-hmm. And they have very good systems for keeping drunk people from wandering out into the road. There are fences. There are walkovers. There are whole bunches of things.
And their walkovers have escalators outside.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
And elevators.
Have you ever wondered how you can run an escalator in the rain?
There's not a lot of rain in Las Vegas.
That's true. I mean, but it must rain sometimes.
It is the desert.
Yeah.
It is the desert.
Sure. Yeah. I'm just saying.
By
outside.
Definition, desert does not get a lot of rain.
No, I don't know if it is.
If it got
the
a
desert,
lot of rain, it would not be the desert.
That would be why it works in Las Vegas and not, you know, in most places.
Okay.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are not, as far as I know, and Jackie, who's in the other room, who's from the Pacific Northwest, can tell us if Seattle has any outside elevators or escalators, but I don't think they do.
I was just there about a month ago, and I don't recall anything like that. Although, there was a nice fish market.
Yes, and the Space Needle is a lot smaller than I expected.
it's such a tourist trap. I mean, there's so many tall buildings you can go up,
right,
and Space Needle's
right. It is
unremarkable.
Yeah, you know, like the Space Needle is so synonymous with Seattle,
sure,
that, you know, tourist Daryl, when he went there, was like, all right, I should be able to see the Space Needle from anywhere in the city.
One would think.
But no, like, you've got to go to the very specific area and then walk over a hill, and it's like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. I was up there, and they were landing seaplanes in the little harbor area, and that was kind of cool. I mean, you don't see seaplanes every day.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Anyway, I think you were going to tell us, Laurel, some of the facts surrounding this
yes,
lowering
Utah.
The DUI rate in Utah to 0.05. So if you're a Utahn, I think that's right.
A Ute.
Ute.
It says Utah in the article.
It probably does. I've also heard Ute.
Isn't that a youth?
No. That might be specific to the Ute tribe that lives in Utah, from which the state is named. But I have heard Ute.
So let me read this. Segue into this. On Sunday, this is according to NPR, on Sunday, which is today, the state's blood alcohol content limit will drop, or has dropped, from 0.8% to 0.5%. 0.05%, marking the strictest DUI law in the country. To give you an idea of the difference in consumption, for a man weighing 180 pounds, it takes about 4 drinks to reach a blood alcohol content of 0.08%, according to the American Beverage Institute.
I would never drink 4 drinks and get in a car.
But to reach 0.05%, it's about half as many drinks, so 2. And can be even fewer for women. So women can't have 2 drinks.
And a lot of this depends on how much is being eaten.
Uh-huh.
What type of drink. Now, I know that they consider, you know, like a glass of wine or a beer or a
Five
shot
ounces of
or
wine.
This.
A shot is 1.5 ounces.
Right.
A beer, I think, is at 12 ounces, and they're all considered one serving.
Right. Well, the beers that I like generally have ABVs of like 7-8%.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 of those would get me plastered under the current laws.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Incidentally, when people are looking at, you know, how much can I drink versus how much you weigh, it's not your total weight, it's your lean mass weight.
Right, and no one knows that.
So
I don't know what my lean mass weight is. I know how much I weigh.
Being really fat doesn't mean you can drink a lot. Being very muscular means you can.
Yes, but if you're muscular, then you have a lot of then your metabolism's running more quickly, so you're more likely to be affected by the alcohol quickly, but then it's out of your system quickly. So
good
it's a
reason
real mess.
To go to the gym.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. withdrawal. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition, and you are free to call in. We have been talking about blood alcohol content levels changing, at least in Utah. I know that MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, is crazy. Haha, little joke. About trying to lower the blood alcohol level pretty much nationwide to 0.06, which surprised me that Utah dropped it to 0.05, because that's even, you know, that's, wow, that's even lower than...
We're talking about a state that, and I think they may have recently gotten rid of this, the barrier thing, where if you go to a bar, they have to have a wall separating the patrons from the guy mixing the drinks.
So like a half wall or like a full wall? Like you just can't see a man next to a drink?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's also something in there to where you could also just have like some big, huge, giant area. Instead of having the wall, just, all right, nobody can be within 30 feet of the bartender, because the claim is children might see the bartender mixing drinks and then learn how to do it.
Huh. I've never heard that before. Yeah.
We might consider that
they're
Utah,
called mixed drinks.
Utah has a large Mormon population.
Oh, yes.
And of course,
yes,
they don't drink at all. So well, that may have influenced these laws.
They certainly want each other. The Mormon legislators certainly want the other Mormon legislators to believe that they do not drink. Yes. Yes, that is true. I don't know. I mean, there are lots of Mormons. We had a Riley Blake, who does our podcast, our digest podcast. He is a blind guy, but he's also sort of ethnically Mormon. He grew up in a Mormon household. And
ethnically Mormon.
He came here, and I believe I gave him his first beer. The man's in his mid-20s, late 20s, I think, and hadn't had a beer before, and just wanted to try it out, and I don't think he was real impressed.
Did you at least give him good beer?
What's that?
Did you at least give him good beer?
Well,
or was it PBR?
good beer is a it's an opinion, and it's usually an opinion held by people who have already had many beers before they determine what a good beer is. All beer tastes bad the first time you have it, more or less. If you want somebody to enjoy alcohol, and I wasn't trying, he said he wanted a beer. By all means, you shall have a beer, young man.
I'm just trying to figure out what type of beer you keep at your house.
I think it was Bud's, but this was at a bar, and I think it was Bud's Select.
Okay.
So, not the greatest beer.
Right.
But, nonetheless, not a terrible beer either. By the way, I will not hear of Budweiser being besmirched in my presence. I believe that it is called the king of beers for a reason. This is a time-tested recipe for producing beer. I'm a fan of...
There are some pretty horrible kings, though. You do have to admit.
Agreed. There's some horrible beers out there. And
yes.
You can call in with what you consider to be the most horrible
most
beer.
Most of them are produced... Most of the horrible beers, at least in the U.S., because, you know, I'm not drinking the horrible beers from, you know, like, Swahili land or Germany or anything, but the horrible beers in the U.S., generally made by Anheuser-Busch... And
you don't know much about beer production in the world because just about every beer is made by Anheuser-Busch at this point, or it is a small batch, you know, I mean, the, what is it?
And InBev's actually been InBev, buying up a bunch of, like, microbreweries.
Yeah, yeah. InBev is who owns
And then putting them out of business.
Well.
Oh, that's a shame.
They squeeze what they can out of the name, and then if it isn't profitable, then, you know, they let it go. They're, you know, but whatever. That's their business model. That's what they do. But
I'm not a fan of beer. Sometimes people try to get me to try one. They're like, well, try this beer. This one's a good one. You just haven't had good beer. And I respond, is it beer?
Yeah.
Then I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just don't like beer. I like wine. I like hard cider.
Sure.
Have you ever had mead?
I don't think so.
It's really sweet wine.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
It's made out of honey.
It's got a honey base, so it's more like wine than it is like beer, but technically it is a beer style of alcoholic beverage.
And if you're going to consume these in Utah, be very careful of your blood alcohol level. It's 0.05 now as of today. So, a little scary stuff. Daryl, you've got a story on kitten murder.
Yeah, and apparently there's a piece of legislation currently pending that would wind up ending certain kitten murder. I'll get into the story here from Reason. They say U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley has decided to close out the year by introducing the most unobjectionable piece of legislation ever conceived, the Kitten Act. Kitten is an acronym here for Kittens in the Traumatic Testing Ends Now Act. Merkley's bill, introduced last week, aims to stop the Department of Agriculture, USDA, from their current practice of killing off cats they breed for research, requiring them instead to wind up putting the kittens up for adoption.
So these are government cats. This is a government rule for government cats, all right?
Yes. Merkley said in a statement, the Kitten Act will protect these innocent animals from being needlessly euthanized in government testing and make sure that they can be adopted by loving families instead.
So basically, as it is right now, before the rule change, the government does the testing on the kittens, or private industries, or is it just government?
I'm not sure. It's talking about a USDA practice, so it could be something where the USDA just tells everybody,
right,
oh, you're testing this product, use a cat, kill the cat when you're done.
So the rule is right now that they use the cat for the research, and then after the research is done, even if the cat is fine, even if the cat survived the research and is perfectly healthy, maybe it was the control group, then they
won't
They won't let the cats be adopted. They would just slaughter them. So this rule changes that, so now they can be adopted.
Well, if this legislation goes through and they've only got, what, two more business days and they're not scheduled to vote on anything?
Who could possibly say no to that piece of legislation?
Well, the bill, Reason says, is a response to revelations from the White Coat Waste Project, an anti-animal testing group, about the USDA's practice of essentially using kittens as parasite incubators at its Animal Parasitic Disease Laboratory in
Belfield,
Maryland.
Let's make sure that the parasite incubators get out into, main society. That'll be great.
Carlin Becker described the grisly practice for Reason, saying, quote, documents obtained by the White Coat Waste Project show the department has been breeding around 100 kittens a year for almost 50 years just to infect them with a parasite that can cause toxoplasmosis, a disease that can lead to miscarriage and birth defects in humans, and is a leading cause of death from foodborne illnesses.
Don't we have to know? I mean, like, a lot of these people don't want animal testing at all, and in some cases, animal testing is the best way to find out the answer to some questions.
I'm in favor of some animal testing, but let's, if the animal's fine, go on.
Continuing here, the department, being the USDA, collects the kitten's feces for 2 to 3 weeks and then simply euthanizes them with a shot of ketamine to the heart.
Aww.
This is a pretty shocking practice, considering the undeniable cuteness of the average kitten. It's made worse by the fact that euthanizing the cats is almost certainly unnecessary. According to the CDC, the toxoplasma found in the research kitten's poop only poses a risk to humans for up to 3 weeks after the animal is first infected. The parasite is easily treated in both humans and cats, and most people who become infected with toxoplasma do not even require treatment. Nevertheless, the USDA has continued to defend the practice, arguing that it's just following best practices. They do put orders, but then they scratch that out. They're just following orders, I mean, best practices in animal research.
That's probably Reason that's putting that in.
Yes, and that the risk to adoptive families are just too great to let these cats live. A USDA spokesperson told CNN back in May, quote, our goal is to reduce the spread of toxoplasmosis. Adopting laboratory cats could unfortunately undermine that goal, potentially causing severe infection, especially with unborn children or those with immunodeficiencies.
Yeah, this toxoplasmosis, I believe, is this is like biological warfare that the cats, play on humans. It actually makes humans more suicidal. It makes them more obsequious to cats. A whole bunch of things that this weird virus does. And
I've heard it described as crazy cat lady syndrome.
Yeah. It's
to where it makes you want to have more cats, and then the parasite then winds up jumping from the human to the cat.
Now,
how long does the disease persist?
Well, they say in this article, they're saying 3 weeks after the infection of the cat. But I'm certain I have it because it has been my job at my house to clean out the kitty litter thing for as long as Laura and I have been together. We got together, I had a cat, Senior Grouchy Pants, and so I obviously had to clean up after my cat, and then after that I was just the guy who cleans up the cat box. But I don't know. To me, cats, they breed almost as fast as rabbits. They're pretty close to a pest. So there's lots and lots of humane societies out there that have plenty of cats to adopt.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.